W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. After a mild winter, a massive nor'easter is heading to New England to remind residents that spring is not yet sprung. WBZ-TV's Ken McLeod is in Leominster, Massachusetts.
There was no shortage of folks grabbing fuel for their generators.
I'm hoping to not use it, but I mean, we're always prepared.
But among folks mobbing the grocery store, there was certainly no sense of impending doom.
I'm taking it all in stride. Been there, done that. We live in New England. What are you going to do?
When you're living New England, if you're not prepared, you're looking for trouble.
President Biden and analysts say the nation's banks are sound, despite the collapse of some banks last week. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is among those urging depositors not to worry.
If you have an account at one of these small or medium-sized banks that has really started to grab some headlines, it doesn't mean you should move out. You're okay. If you see the stock being halted, if you see stock prices go down, that's not your money. That is the investment community's money.
Police have found a missing 13-year-old girl from Texas locked in a shed in North Carolina. They say 34-year-old Jorge Camacho communicated with her on social media and persuaded her to leave her home. More from WFMY-TV reporter Amber Lake.
The owner of the home told us that she allowed Jorge Camacho to rent from her because she said that he had nowhere else to go. She told us that her son is friends with Camacho, so 2 years ago she opened up her home to him. Sim said she had no idea what was happening inside the shed where Camacho lived.
The same jury that convicted a man for racing a truck along a bike path in New York City in 2017, killing eight people and maiming others, was split on whether he should be sentenced to death. That means he'll get life without the possibility of parole. More from WCBS-TV reporter Alice Gaynor.
We spoke with one gentleman, a survivor from Belgium. He testified he was injured. His wife was severely injured. She had both legs amputated in this terror attack. He says that he felt life in prison was the appropriate punishment because they are currently serving a life sentence themselves.
A lawsuit says a popular restaurant chain's Big Cellar is a fraud. Details from WBBM radio reporter Rachel Pearson.
Chicago resident Ayman Halim ordered the menu item from a Mount Prospect location thinking he was exclusively getting chicken wing meat. He claims he suffered financial injury after learning they are instead slices of chicken breasts that are deep fried, which he says are nothing more than nuggets.
Tennessee's Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally says he'll be pausing all social media activity after he repeatedly commented on posts of nearly nude photos of a young gay man. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only...
The Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right, March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale. We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%.
Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country, and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I am your host, Dominic Salvia Crute, still on vacation, but I have with me my friend, Earl Ingram Jr., host of the Earl Ingram Show, right here on the Civic Media Networks, 8 to 11 a.m. Earl, thanks for sticking around for the happy hour, man.
Hey, man, excited about it, man.
So I've been kind of chomping at the bit, try to keep it local in the first hour, talk a little more national in this hour, and your sense of the whole Foxy Newsy situation. Now, Earl, you and I are not trained journalists, Earl, right? Did you go to journalism school?
Come on, man. Come on.
No, mass communication. No. We learn by just talking to people. That's what we do. And you have your morning show, and I assume you respect your audience?
Absolutely. Come on, man. Yes, absolutely.
I get the sense that Fox News doesn't really respect their audience. In fact, I saw a clip, an article over the weekend about one of the Fox News producers referring to the Fox News audience as cousin sleeping together people.
Oh, man, that's pretty heavy.
You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty heavy.
And this is their audience. These are the people paying their salaries. Right? That's how they refer to them. Let alone, I mean, it just goes to articulate the facts, the lies, the misrepresentations going on even today. Tucker Carlson with his 41,000. Hey, look at all these hours of nobody doing anything. Well, great. Everything's great until it's not. But that's what we need to know is when it was not when before it went bad. So the misinformation and the lying seemingly still continues. Another case, the Smartmatic case, for more than the $1.6 billion from Dominion, that's starting to rear up as well. And so whether or not they're convicted or Smartmatic and or Dominion win their case and Fox has to pay out, that aside, what's your thought about how Fox News has treated their audience over the years, and so specifically in these releases. What's your thought?
Well, Dominic, when as a person who has watched Fox News for many years, and people used to ask me why I would watch Fox News, well, it's because I really wanted to see exactly what they were doing. And what was the whole purpose of it? And you hear people who watch Fox News. Well, Fox News has 3.5 million viewers a day, and they're light years ahead of CNN, MSNBC, and all the others. And so, Fox News is what everybody's shooting at. And when you see, and a guy like Tucker Carlson and what is the guy's name? He's
Sean
on the
Hannity.
Five. No, he's a lesser guy. He's got the. They're a couple guys. You ever see The Five?
I try not to.
I'm
aware that there is a show of five. Ducey, maybe? Is that
not Ducey, man. But anyway, what it amounts to.
One of the five.
Is these people are caricatures, man. That's what they are. And you know they're not serious. You know they're not real. Whenever there's a news story that comes about that is... And that is certainly a Republican mishap or any of those kind of things, they won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. They stay as far away of it as they from it as they possibly can, Dominic, because they've got these people on a hook. It's like reeling in a fish,
mm-hmm.
right? And they've got these viewers, and they're going to believe anything that these people say. And they've, again, given up their ability to think for themselves.
Willingly. To be told what they want to hear.
And so when you see Tucker Carlson, now I remember before Tucker Carlson, the guy who was there before him, Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, yeah.
Bill O'Reilly was a more reasonable guy, would you say?
I mean, maybe initially. Didn't he come on like a current affair or something? Like
yeah.
one of those tabloid shows back
yeah.
in the day?
Yeah. He did, but I could listen to Bill O'Reilly a little bit and watch him a little bit.
Bill did a preview.
And yes.
First, his talking points, first few minutes of the show, you got everything you need to know about what Bill O'Reilly was thinking.
But a Tucker Carlson who knows that what he's saying is 100% untrue. He knows it. And yet he goes on and he knows he's got these people reel in. And he's probably saying, you know, behind the scenes, as he said about Donald Trump, saying those exact same things. And so when you know somebody feels that way about you, Dominic, I say the same thing that you said. When I'm on the air, I don't look at those people who take the time out to listen to me in the morning and to the radio station as anybody other than people who are just trying to make it through, man. They need some support.
We're those people, man.
Right? Yeah, I know.
We've called shows before.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We're that audience.
Yes. And so that's, to me, I respect them.
Yeah.
You would be a fool not to respect the people who take the time out of their busy days to turn you on. I mean, I'm on at 8 o'clock in the morning, man. People are getting up early. And when they're getting their coffee, man, I'm flattered that they're turning on. And
yeah.
I would, man, there's no way I would ever lie to them.
Right.
Period.
No.
Under any circumstances. That's not the case with the people on Fox News. And so when you get to that point and people know it, Dominic, as they do know it, I don't understand how they keep listening. Right? You know now. Because it's exposed. It's
right.
everywhere. They covered it up for a long time, but it's out there for the world to see.
We all suspected, you know, Fox News lies, you know, Fox lies. These are things that have been out there in memes for years. But to see it just laid bare
right.
like this, you know, to see the sausage being made and the just the disrespect for their audience. And it's not only just the fact you lie to them. I mean, you're lying to people and your words have repercussions. It matters to them. And you can see it. It's not only just those that, you know, specifically planned to attack the Capitol, to stop the county, to, you know, try to overthrow the government. I guarantee you got people that were like, yeah. I mean, I don't know how, if I literally believed in my heart, you know, somehow, some way that there was a terrible outcome and we were, our election was totally fraudulent. You know what I mean? If I actually believed that, I'd be mad. You know, I get that. And here we have an organization with a huge audience that knew that wasn't the case, that for ratings and for money put questionable guests on their shows behind the scenes. They're all mocking them. You know, mocking them. Oh, she's crazy. This is what's happening here. You know, but then, oh, and here's my guest, and tell us why you think this is the case, and giving them all the platform and all the time they wanted to lie to their audience for money.
Well, you know, Dominic, not saying that I wasn't ever guilty of watching Fox News for the babes, but early on in the process, right?
Okay, yes.
So they knew what they were doing.
Certainly.
Clearly, Rupert Murdoch knew what he was doing. Entertainment. And certainly, some guys who would watch Fox News, clearly for the eye candy. But there came a point in time, and my wife's probably listening, but anyway. but that's not why I kept watching it. I kept watching it, Dominic, because, you know, you really had to understand. You really needed to know where these people were coming from. There was a point about maybe a year and a half ago that I just couldn't watch it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because it became, a comedy hour. Right? They weren't dealing with serious issues. And if I could see that, I'm sure people who watched them saw the same thing, but they can't pull themselves away. Right? You and crew, man, how many different Trump things did you go to, rallies?
Way too many, but probably 15.
15?
Yeah, dude.
So then you know who those people are and their commitment to that man.
Yes.
Right? You know more than any of us listening.
And we finish your thought, please. Go ahead.
More than any of us listening. The two that I went to, I could not believe the rabbit following that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one in Milwaukee, and they took over Highway 100. And I said, I'm going to go out here. And I'm going to drive out. I'm going to see that. And I went out, and they took control of Mayfair Road. And that's when I realized, Dominic, the power that that man had and the control that he had over people.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. That is Earl Ingram Jr. Phone lines are open 844-967-2789. So we've seen that. That was past, but now we've time has now passed, and we've seen now what Fox News has done. We've seen what Donald Trump has been accused of with regards to the election. We've heard the tape from Georgia, 11,700 whatever votes I need, just one more. You know, we've heard all these things now. Do you get any sense whatsoever that is starting to turn against Donald Trump?
Oh, absolutely, man. So there are people now who realize people are making fun of them, right? They didn't see it earlier because it was a lot of them. And I guess, you know, as long as all these people were together, they felt strength in numbers. The numbers have dwindled. And when you see the guy that you support every day getting worse, you know, Donald Trump really has some psychological issues. Dominic, he's always had, and maybe all of us do, but we're not on national television requiring that everybody stops and looks at me and listens to me because, like a two-year-old, I'm the most important person in the room. He can't get beyond that, and I think people have finally grown to realize that.
So what? DeSantis? Come on, Republicans. We are the Devil's Advocates. That's Earl Ingram Jr. You're going to come back, take some of your calls. Once again, the phone number, 844-967-2789. Stick around. We will be right back.
So you said DeSantis.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
We ain't found.
March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media premium weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I am coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left. It's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies overnight with a low of 11. Winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. Highs level off around 34. Lows around 14 tomorrow night, mainly clear. Much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the middle 40s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Earl Ingram Jr. sticking around until the 6 o'clock hour. Our phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. Earl.
No, man.
No, I want to just share this. You heard a conservative talk radio host here in the state of Wisconsin suggest possibly that who should run for president?
Donald Trump Jr. I mean, why not?
Right? I mean, it's got name brand recognition, I guess.
You know, I mean, Lucifer, Satan, and the devil. You know, you just can't believe what comes out of their mouths, man. Do they really believe that? Or is it that bad? I mean, you look at, and clearly, man, the Democrats and Joe Biden at 82 years old, soon to be 82 years old.
Don't be ageist, old man.
Hey, listen, man. Listen, man. You know.
Hey, what age are you going to put it up, Earl?
I'm soon to be 70, right?
Really? Damn.
What?
I thought you were younger than that, man.
No, man. And I know that I've lost a step or two. 70. But 82? come on. Hey, listen, and I'm not against people who, you know, who have some years on themselves, but to become the most powerful man in the world. And I love Joe Biden, I love what he's doing, but is it realistic, Dominic, to think we're talking, you know, almost another 2 years of this time.
Administration, right?
Yeah, yep. And then another four years.
Yeah.
And I was thinking today as I was moving around, I said, man, it's another year for me. And in 1 year, I can see a little decline.
And now, you're talking physically or mentally? Or both?
And mentally.
Yeah. Really?
Well,
you haven't lost a step to me, man.
Well, both. Okay? Because I do, you know, there are times when you say, well, okay, I went upstairs, right? Okay, so I'm upstairs. I got up there. I knew what I was going up there for. And I get up there, and then, what am I doing? Why did I come up here?
Well, we can't have a guy all the time, man.
I know, but this guy's the president of the United States, man. So, and then you just wonder. And I love Joe Biden, I love what he's done.
And thankful, I'm so happy he's the guy right now. We needed him.
Yes. Because if you look at what he's been able to do, he's actually carried out some of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders' policies. I never would have expected that to happen from Joe Biden, but he kind of morphed their policies into what it is he did with his The Build Back Better plan. Yeah. And it's made a difference, man. It's actually given the American people an opportunity to think that we can be a part of this government, right? And it cares about us. I think that's really important.
About the Inflation Reduction Act and all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really important. But for me to think that 2 years from now and then another 4 years, that the guy can make it through, I think it's worth examining, right?
Just a little bit. It's interesting because you see how those in the presidency, how they age.
Right.
Look at Barack Obama. Right. Any of the younger folks. Well, I mean, the good news is Joe's already old.
Amen. And it's really not funny, man.
No, but it's funny. He's alive, man. Good for him. I mean, it's great to be able to be in that position and still have most of your sensibilities there. And we need a guy like that. And certainly it's a team, but he is the president.
Yeah.
He's the guy. I mean, I wish him well, certainly. I hope he keeps his physical and cognitive abilities to as long as he lives on this earth. But you're right. I mean, odds are, what are the chances of him being in the same spot he's in right now in 5 or 6 years? Well, probably not great.
You know, Dominic, you look at Bernie Sanders, same age.
Yeah.
And while they're talking about Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell is the same age as Joe Biden.
Yeah.
He's 81.
And he just got released from the hospital after falling down and having a concussion.
Yeah, listen, man, I'm kind of partial towards the elders, right? I'm one of them now. But man, I just really think that we need to think long and hard. Is there somebody else, right? I mean, and if there's not anybody else, as we see the Republicans reaching out trying to find somebody to replace Donald Trump, and they get Ron DeSantis, the guy in his 40s, right? He's in his 40s. That part of it, I see a younger guy like that, man, who can do some things and look at things and be there for a long time from the standpoint of set things up for what happens for people of his age and others.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, man, a guy who really is. And I love Joe Biden, man. Been supporting him for 40 years. Just truth.
Yeah.
And I've seen the decline in Joe Biden over the 40 years that I've followed him. Joe Biden was a, man, wonderful, wonderful, powerful, articulate, well-spoken guy as a young guy.
State of the Union, I thought, was pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Man.
Right? I mean, he can step up when he needs to, certainly.
Yeah. Yeah.
No question about it. But yeah, the question then, in that case, Earl, who else? Right? I mean,
that's my point. Who else?
Kamala Harris, Hakeem Jeffries.
Come on, man.
I don't know.
I know, but the question.
Who's on the bench?
So my point is, why don't we know that? I think that's the issue, Dominic. Why do we not know
because
that?
Because it's Joe's to lose if Joe wants to run. That's why. That's what Joe gets. Thank you, Joe. If you want to run again, you get to run again. You know, we'll support you, certainly. And if something were to happen at that point, at least Joe and whoever his vice president, they'd be in charge and not Donald Trump and not Ron DeSantis.
Oh, man, come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Ron DeSantis.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. That's Earl Ingram Jr. We see some callers lining up. Sorry about that. We will get to, we promise, phone line that's our open, 844-967-2789. Coming back with your calls and Earl Ingram Jr.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief, some parts of New Jersey are under a state of emergency in preparation for the arrival of a nor'easter. Diane Gutierrez-Gassetti leads the state's Department of Transportation.
The winds are going to pick up. It is going to snow. It's going to turn back to rain. It's just going to be a messy, messy night out there.
The storm is expected to last into Wednesday or later, hitting parts of New England, upstate New York, northeastern Pennsylvania, and northern New Jersey. After the failure of some big banks, should we be worried? Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says no.
They're tied into the tech sector, into the crypto markets, and are struggling as a result. I don't think their problems expand out to the rest of the banking or financial system.
A girl from Texas has been found in a locked shed in North Carolina. WFMY-TV reporter Amber Lake.
Investigators said the 13-year-old met Camacho online. The sheriff's office says the messages between the two showed consistent signs of grooming and enticement.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Ah, the Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal. March 15th. That's right, March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale. We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind me of Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind me of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
The big and tall of political talk, the devil's advocates.
Moving to the country. And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Earl Ingram Jr., my co-devil for the day. We're going to take some of your calls right now at 844-967-2789. Let's get to them. Dick from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
I identify with everything he says. And we're contemporaries. I used to love talking to you in the early mornings when you were on in Madison Market.
Hey, Dick, but, I miss you, man. Thanks for calling.
I miss you, too. But come on, don't give us these extra years quite yet. You're 54 and I'm a 55, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, no, you're 70? Come on, man.
Well, I'll be 70 in a couple of years.
I know. But let's fight it. It
all right.
Dick, well, are you? How do you? What, yeah, go ahead. Finish your thought, Dick. That's fine. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Ask me what.
No, I want to hear about. I want to hear about Fox.
Well, Fox News. When Earl was talking earlier about listening, I haven't for years, and thank God somebody like him does and puts it in perspective, because it's just a. But I always think about, in the back of my mind, the song. Remember the Don Henley song, Dirty Laundry? I always
yes.
think of that when I think of Fox News. It's nothing but the bubble-headed bleach blonde comes on at 5, you know.
So tell you about the plane crash with a gleam in her eye, Dick.
In her eye and all the rest of it. Yeah, and it's just, it was always a nothing network is what I'm saying. And it, I just never could buy into any of it. It's sad. I'm glad what's happening is happening. I hope Dominion takes them down. I think this is probably the best chance, don't you guys think? I mean, they've got them in the crosshairs.
I think so, and my understanding, thanks for the call, Dick, Smartmatic has theirs out there as well at a greater monetary amount than Dominion. And legally speaking, it seems like to be an open and shut case, but you know that will be decided by the judge and or a jury. I got a little bit here, and we'll get to the calls again, 844-967-2789, referencing what I said earlier. This one at the Raw story, Sarah Burris reporting, a former producer of the largest Fox show calls Trump supporters inbred terrorists.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. Hey, CJ, they're talking about you. So here, anyone who has lost a family member to right-wing conspiracy theories knows that Fox News has played a key part in it. Now it's being revealed that even Fox News execs view their own viewers as in the most offensive terms.
Wow.
This is how they feel about you, folks. The information revealed as part of the court documents on the Dominion voting systems lawsuit against Fox for lying about their company and allowing other pundits on air who lied about them. The Washington Post report revealed that former Trump White House insider Raj Shah, who is now at Fox, knew better about the 2020 conspiracy theory. Still, he worked in his role to keep the lies alive. Meanwhile, a producer for Tucker Carlson, the network's most watched show, was attacking their own viewers. In an exchange with Carlson and Shah, the former Trump advisor explained that Sidney Powell claimed she had an affidavit that would prove a link between Dominion and Venezuela. Shah called it absurd. Here's a quote. Might want to address this, but this stuff is so effing insane. Vote rigging to the tunes of millions? Come on, Shah wrote. Carlson's then producer, Alex Pfeiffer, followed up. It is so insane, but our viewers believe it. So addressing again how her stupid Venezuela affidavit isn't proof might insult them. Shah encouraged Carlson to talk about it, saying it was not new info, not proof, and then quickly pivot to being deferential. Pfeiffer, who now runs his own public affairs company, according to his LinkedIn page, called the wavering surreal. Quote, like negotiating with terrorists, he told the other men, but especially dumb ones.
Wow. Cousin
effers types, not Saudi royalty. So how many insults are they throwing around here? One, you're calling the audience cousin effers, and what, assuming Saudi royalty, they're the terrorists. And this is a Fox News network. That's what they think of you people. You're cousin effers. Congratulations.
Matt, I don't even want to respond to that. Let's listen to some other folks on the
844-967-2789. Tom from Cedarburg, you're next. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hi. I hope you give me a minute to say what I want to say. I think what you're seeing here is that the Democrats are waiting to see if Trump is going to be indicted and convicted, even if something is relatively small as what's happening in New York with the porn star. And if he is, and he's not able to run anymore, then I think you're going to see Joe Biden say, hey, this is going to be it for me. And then they're going to start putting people up. And personally, I'd like to see, there's a couple guys from California, Adam Schiff, and I think there's a congressman, too. I can't think of his name. And there's a gal in Atlanta. She's the mayor, an African-American, I think, is pretty sharp, too. And that's pretty much what I wanted to say.
And I think Alan Schiff is a good man. Very talented, and who I think would make a great candidate.
There are
no question.
Yeah, and there's a lot. Especially, I think we saw some of that talent on display. And I know the Republicans and then Donald Trump thinks it was the January Unselect Committee. But I thought those folks were very sharp. I thought those that were involved in the impeachment.
Yes,
I think there's a lot of very smart people. And thank you for the call, Tom. A lot of smart folks out there. When you really put your head to it. There's some folks that could certainly step up.
Yeah, there's no question, but you don't think of them as candidates for
the presidency,
right? Because you haven't heard them even mention it, but you're absolutely right. When you look at that group and that level of people, yeah, no question at all.
844-967-2789. Bill from Muscadet, you are up. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Yeah, how you doing? I appreciate your guest, Earl, and I think he was right about President Biden. He's a little over the top. He should, he's too old, frankly. And I don't think he's going to last out this another election. But anyways, I would like to get, my point is about Lori Lightfoot, the
Chicago mayor.
The former Chicago mayor.
Right.
She got her ass handed to her. 17% of the vote.
Now, yeah, there were multiple people on the ballot, and she came in third, so she did not go forward.
No, what I'm saying is she was light on crime, just like the mayor of Madison, or just like these, they don't prosecute people. What kills me about this whole thing is they want to sue the car manufacturers because they're stealing Hyundais and Kias. Because they're easy to steal, so we got to go out and sue the car manufacturers instead of prosecuting and keeping the people that steal the cars repeatedly in jail. So we sue the car manufacturers with our public money, and then what happens? The car manufacturers raise the prices. So who gets screwed?
Well, I would think, Bill, that perhaps the car manufacturers would be responsible enough to make a vehicle where it's not so easy to steal, especially knowing how easy it is to steal. So, yeah, if you got to change your ignition and raise the price $100, okay, I'm fine with that. It's called regulation, Bill. And as far as the joyriding and what that is concerned, I mean, certainly an issue, Earl. You're one of the scary things driving around Milwaukee. There's a lot of crazy ass drivers around here, man.
So Dominic, let me say this to you, sir. With all due respect, when you have an internet that teaches children how to steal a car,
right?
How can you blame? And because they're children stealing cars, how does it make sense for us as a society to show children how to steal those vehicles? And if it's that easy, yes, the manufacturer has some culpability because they're only stealing a couple
models. Right.
If the other manufacturers of vehicles have figured it out, shouldn't we expect these guys? It's competition, right, Dominic?
Yes.
They should be held accountable. Clearly, they should be held accountable because they've now changed that issue once they've realized the sheer damage that is caused. And I'm not saying that the children themselves and the people who stole those cars shouldn't have faced some culpability.
Certainly.
Yeah. But the truth of the matter is you should make it where it's not so easy for that to take place.
844-967-2789. And to Bill's other point about the age of Joe Biden. I'm just wondering how old would Donald Trump have to be for guys like
he's
Bill
right there.
to not vote for him? Oh, Donald Trump's too old.
Yeah.
I don't hear a whole lot of Republicans saying that. Oh, Donald Trump, I mean, he's a couple years younger than Joe.
Yeah.
He's going to be there. And if you look at, like,
if he's lucky,
some of the, well, I hear prison ages you. But I've seen in some of the cuts, look at the cuts of Donald Trump, spilling over his words. Oh, I don't want to say that, the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
He is not an articulate man. I would suggest that he has at least as many or if not more cognitive challenges than perhaps Joe Biden does.
And physically, he's a little heavier.
Have you ever seen him ride a bike? Joe Biden, it was all mad. Oh, Joe Biden fell on his bike. I'm like, Joe Biden's on a bike. He's on a bike. I don't see Donald Trump ever on a bike.
Well, Joe Biden is a healthy guy for his age.
Certainly.
And he works at it. You see it.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, on the other hand, keeps eating hamburgers and
hey, his doctor and said he's the healthiest healthiest president in the history of presidents, man. I mean,
hey man, that's still amazing to me. That he still eats hamburgers and those kind of things, man. You know, he clearly is going to face some health challenges if he's not facing them now.
Yeah. 844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County, you're up. Welcome, Rico. What do you got for me?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good, man.
Hey, Rico, how you doing, man?
Good, Earl. I missed you last week, Earl. Hey, I got another axe to grind here with Fox. I think Earl might be able to speak to this. What is it with Fox and the NFL? All my life, I love me some football, right?
Yep.
Love it to death. Every Sunday, I get to watch a noon game. I get to watch a 3:30 game. And then I get to watch Sunday night. All of last season, 60, 70% of it, I only got one game. Is that just a Madison market, or are they doing that in Milwaukee, too?
hey, man, that's above my pay grade.
Man.
Yeah, that's above my pay grade, man. I don't know why they do what they do as far as the NFL goes, but certainly it's beyond what I can say. I'm like you, man. Bring me as much NFL football as I can take, and I'm like you, man. That's what I'm looking to do.
Thanks for the call, Rico. Sorry, don't have a specific answer on the NFL challenges, but I would say this. You know, Fox using sports. I mean, that's a very important part of their lineup, basically,
yeah.
Right? I mean, and we at Civic Media also involved in sports as well, not locally, and carrying, of course, some of the college stuff and the pros on different radio stations. So it's part of it. I'm not clear. But, yeah, you like the NFL, man. Hey, let's talk briefly. We've got just a couple of minutes left in this segment. Under the Helmet with Gilbert Brown, man. You do a show with Gilbert Brown on Mondays. How did that come around, man?
So, man, you know, when I found out that we had a station in Green Bay, I got to thinking, well, why would anybody in Green Bay want to listen to the Earl Ingram show? What do they know anything about me? Well, I had a great relationship with Gilbert Brown that we built over 15 years with youth football. I ran the largest youth football program in the state for 20 years. And Gilbert and I used to do a football camp every summer in Milwaukee. And so I reached out to Gilbert and told him about our radio station. And as they say, the rest of it is history.
And so Gilbert comes on with you on Mondays,
Monday,
8 to 9 a.m.
So the great thing about it is this morning we had George Coons, linebacker.
Sure. Yep.
So he brings the older guys with us. And, man, Gilbert's a character, man. I'm sure people know it by now, but he's a character, man, and I love him, man. Just love being around him and to have the opportunity to have a guy. And Under the Helmet, that's why I think it's critically important, because people think of him solely as a football player, but he's a lot more than that.
Oh, certainly. Smart, gregarious,
yes.
Funny.
Oh, yeah. And dangerous.
And co-hosting with Earl Ingram Under the Helmet on Mondays, 8 to 9 a.m. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. That's Earl Ingram Jr. We have one segment left, 844-967-2789. Come back with us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think.
Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many ice augers and fishing shanties are being bought as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies overnight with lows around 11. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 34. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, 14. Turning much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the middle 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
...60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocate.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 844-967-2789. Earl Ingram Jr. One last segment, man. I want to run down some of the headwinds that the former president might be facing right now. Get your sense. Of course, the latest, the most important one right now, Donald Trump apparently through his attorneys this weekend declined Alvin Bragg's invitation. He had an opportunity, an invite to, you know, testify.
Set the record straight.
Yes, before the grand jury, apparently declining to do so. Reading the tea leaves and other people smarter than me, probably indictments coming this week. What's your sense of that particular case?
So what are the indictments? Are they going to prevent him from running?
Probably not. I don't think any indictment could prevent him from running at this point.
So you look at a man like Donald Trump who is facing lawsuits probably for the next 20 years of his life if he's fortunate enough to live that long.
Right.
And you think about the resources, financial resources that he has. He's got to defend himself from those lawsuits, right?
Certainly.
So yeah. People keep giving him money. He keeps getting people.
He keeps cashing enough. The check, right?
Yeah, man. And the people keep giving him money. But Donald Trump is sly like a fox, man. We think that he's dumb, many of us. People have underestimated him.
Certainly.
From a standpoint. Part of him is that he's pretty wise guy, man. He knows how to skirt around the legal system, right?
Mm-hmm.
The majority of us.
Oh, you're born with $400 million. You know, yeah, you can sue people who are going to sue you, and then you can outlast them because you got more money.
Yeah, but he clearly, man, is a character that if he doesn't win, if he is able to make it and win the nomination, and the only way you're going to end Donald Trump is that he wins the nomination and he loses
the general.
The general. And then he'll go away. But I don't think other than that, Dominic, that he's going to go away.
I think he has some smarts. I think street smarts, certainly. But he's also...
He has an Ivy League education, too, right? Bought and paid for.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. I got one off the internet, man. But he's also a useful idiot. I mean that in this regard. I'm not even talking Putin. I'm talking about the Republican Party. You know,
right.
The Republican Party thought, hey, this is a guy for us. He can make this happen. He beat everybody else, and maybe they thought they could control him. I don't know what they thought.
Right.
He ended up eating that party alive. That, you know, anyone who had any sense of moral courage said all sorts of things as they were walking out the door.
Right.
But you know, not when it mattered. We don't see that a lot. So I think he is the object, the subject. He is the tool of others in some regards. He could not do this as Donald Trump alone. You know what I'm saying? You got to have support. You got to have monetary support. You need enablers, monetary in Congress.
Right.
Just think about how expansive his conspiracy was to try to overturn the election, getting a hold of all these different state legislatures, like here in the state of Wisconsin, these false elector things. So he it was a symbiotic relationship for a while until he kind of took the whole thing over. Now it's the MAGA, and there's no more Republican Party left. But he couldn't do it alone, Earl. That's my thing. He has the enablers. He has those supporters. If they turn on him, if Trump supporters, if the MAGAs have a problem being called cousin effers, you know, maybe if they have a problem being lied to, maybe they turn the back on him. But apparently, as of right now, they don't seem to have that problem. A couple other, go ahead.
Now, why are they still so afraid of him?
I don't get it. I don't get it. I really don't understand it.
He can't destroy their careers now, can he?
I mean, what career do you have? What career do you want where your only ability to stay in that career is to kiss a guy like Donald Trump ass? I don't exist in that world, man. I don't get it. I don't get it. Okay, Fawny Willis, Georgia, Fulton County, DA, of course, Trump on tape. I need 11,780 votes, one more than we got. She also now is apparently, like, literally at this moment, went from the one grand jury to the other grand jury, the charging grand jury, gave charging grand jury all the stuff that the inquiry grand jury discovered. That seems to be getting some speed as well. What's your sense on that state charges here in Georgia, perhaps, from Fawny Willis?
Well, you know, Dominic, he's been indicted so many different times. And you almost think that the government just does not want to indict a former president of the United States.
Just because.
Yeah.
Because we're better than that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but we hired the guy. No, we're not.
Man, that has to be it,
yeah.
Dominic. What else can it be? Well, it hasn't happened. You know, Richard Nixon, and at least had enough common sense, they got me dead to rights. And he was a hell of a guy, and he walked away from it, but...
Well, yeah, he got pardoned.
Yeah, he's...
And he didn't sit there and fight. Trump's like, yeah, I did it. Come and get me. what else we got? Okay, now, the special prosecutor, Jack Smith, coming in for the Department of Justice, investigating the secret document issue at Mar-a-Lago, all these, you know, classified documents. And then also on top of that, this conspiracy, the January 6th. Finally, perhaps some light being shown on those that orchestrated it, not the seditious conspiracy 3%ers or those that, you know, just thought literally they believe Fox News and thought they'd come here and it would be wild and they'd go protest and got caught up and went in the Capitol and got charged for, you know, trespassing there amongst other things. But Jack Smith now has his orders. What are your thoughts on Jack Smith?
Well, I have to go to Mike Pence first. Who finally grew a pair and clearly stated that Donald Trump endangered his family and his life. He hasn't said anything up until now, which leads me to believe that he's going to be running now for president of the United States. But as far as Jack Smith, I think you said his name.
Yeah.
Look, man, what we're expecting out of these people, Dominic, may come to pass, but in the end, is it going to prevent Donald Trump from running for president of the United States? And I don't care how many different people they bring in, how many different charges they levy on him. Man, he's the Teflon man. Remember, they used to use the term Teflon man.
Teflon Don.
Yeah, the Teflon. That's who he is, man.
Who was the Teflon Don?
I forgot. Don't ask me.
The name escapes me.
I know.
But whoever that gangster was that they called the Teflon Don, he died in prison.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, man, I mean, you're Teflon until you're not. Right? Yeah. It's like the J6 videos. Hey, it was very peaceful until it's not.
Yeah.
Hey, man, thank you so much, Earl Ingram Jr. You can check him out mornings here on the Civic Media Network, 8 to 11 a.m., Monday through Fridays. And Mondays are the special 8 to 9 with Gilbert Brown. Don't call him the Undertaker. He's the Grave Digger. We are the Devil's Advocates. We appreciate every one of you listening. Tomorrow, got some more Friends of the Devil coming in. Jane Mattanera, Kristen Bry. We're going to have a party here tomorrow. Crudy claims he's coming back on Wednesday. I don't know. Maybe we'll change the locks while he's gone. Earl, thanks for hanging out, man. Always a pleasure to see you, brother.
Appreciate it.
Folks, we will be back. Have a great night.
March March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media Premium Weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.